The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
And Lindsay, in her closet today, her closet studio. You've been glitching a little more today than normal, so I don't know whether it's because of the cold weather or what.
Y'all have too. I don't know.
You ever get your internet issues fixed?
I mean, I thought.
That's okay.
You didn't follow up on it, I guess.
I did. Google Fiber even came out here. They were like, you have no problems. I'm like, well, for my closet, I do.
She's like, honey, I got problems.
You need to come out of that closet because the reception is better out here.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what is this turmoil that you are going through? Are you trying to get a new passport or something? What are you doing that's causing all this problem in your life?
What I am trying to do is get TSA pre-check.
Oh, that's
I've never had it. My husband travels for work, so he, of course, has it. When we travel as a family, the old rule used to be, and I verified this yesterday, that if one person, like if the husband has it, the whole family can go through. Well, last April, it was my 40th birthday. We were going on a trip. We're in the TSA. We're still waiting like an hour with the kids. We finally get up and he's like, ma'am, you can't come through. Your husband and your kids can. Brooks is little. I'm like, okay, I'll go to the regular line. It's a 3-hour wait. Brooks is crying. Kyle's got screaming kids, all the luggage. It was just a nightmare. I waited 3 hours. I met them at the gate after that. So I'm going to get TSA pre-check. I do. You can now go to Staples and make an appointment, go in, get it. Should be very simple. I made an appointment at Staples for Monday. During my nap, I go in. The lady decides she didn't want to show up for work that day. So they're like, oh, sorry, your appointment's canceled. Fine. I go home. I make another appointment for yesterday. That's Wednesday. I go into a different Staples in Charlotte and I walk in and there's 20 people waiting. Oh, I'm like, ooh. So I tap the girl's shoulder in front of me. I said, does everyone have an appointment here? Are they behind? She said, yes. My appointment was at 1:30. My appointment's at 2:50. So that's how far behind they are.
Oh, God.
And there's 10 people in front of the girl that I tapped. So she proceeds to tell me the guy took a lunch. He stayed extra over an hour at lunch. He came late. Now it's all.
Oh, now she froze up.
Staples is sabotaging.
I shouldn't have said anything about her glitching because it has never glitched to the
same
point.
Amount of people.
Wait, hold on. You froze up when you said he came back from lunch.
Oh, sorry. He came back from lunch in an hour late, I guess. Yeah. So the same amount of people were in line. So I decide to check in and then go shop around at Staples because I'm like, it should go pretty quick now because it really doesn't take that long to do the appointment. So I check in, I go shop around. Well, now it's been 45 minutes. I've been down every aisle at Staples. So if you have any questions about what Staples sells, I can tell you. anyway, I go back and the same amount of people are there.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, something's going on. So I call Kyle. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. We're going to have to make another appointment. Like, I can't do this anymore. I'm about to buy everything in Staples and I don't even need anything. So he's like, please just wait because we really need this for our next trip because the kids get antsy in the regular line. So I get it. Okay, fine. So I go shopping around again. It's been another 45 minutes and I go back and I see everyone walking towards the door. And the girl that had spoken to me before turns around and says, girl, the system's down. He said, you got to make another appointment. Come back another day. I went.
So how long were you there total? For no reason.
About 2 hours and some change.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Now, Staples sells everything from a case of Red Bull to Slim Jims to office supplies and computers. Who knew?
Who knew?
I didn't know you could get snacks in there.
Did you buy stuff while you were there or just look around?
So, funny enough, I had like an armful of stuff that I didn't need. Markers for the kids that had glitter and I'm like, stuff I did not need. I was checking out because I was going to check out and go back to the back of the Staples and check on my what number I was in. And as I was checking out, everyone came out. And so I just put all the stuff back and left. I was so upset.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to buy all that either.
Yeah. Never mind. I would have been livid.
Don't be a patron over there anymore.
So when is the next trip?
The next trip with the kids is in April for their spring break.
Yeah.
We're going back to the place we went last April because the kids loved it. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But the regular line, and it's spring break. Keep that in mind. So the regular line is like 4 hour wait. I mean, it's silly. So we've got to get this TSA pre-check because the kids start rolling around on the ground and, you know, you know, an airport ground, we don't want to touch it.
Well, and the TSA pre-check line is long now anyway, you know, but not that long, but you know, and you're still going to have to wait a long time.
Sure. And you do go quicker because they don't make you take off the shoes and certain things. Uh-huh. So it goes a little fast. It's probably like to every 3 hours of the regular line, it might be an hour. So,
but then I get it though with Kyle saying, no, we really need this because he's the one that got stuck with the kid. All you had to do was stand in line at the last deal. He's got, you know, two irritated toddlers that he's trying to control in an airport by himself.
Yeah, it was rough for him. And I handle those situations better just because I'm in them more with the kids. Both were crying, Mom, you know, you would have thought I was leaving them with a stranger at that point because they were younger, you know, a year ago. So I don't know. It was embarrassing for all parties.
Man.
Is there a deadline where you can get the pre-check before your trip or anything? You can, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I know what you mean. I have no idea, but one guy that was in line, he was like 90 years old, bless his heart. He was like, this was my third appointment at Staples. I am not using y'all again. I'm going through a different, what did he say? A different company. So I guess you can do other, you can go to the airport, I think, and get one. So we're going to look into other options.
We went to some little government office when we got ours years ago.
Yeah.
It's not exactly, Trump Tower.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of sketchy where we went, but you can go. We had an appointment. We got it done that day and it didn't take any time at all, hardly.
And so I talked to my dad after that and he said, I want to give you a little piece of advice. I said, what is that? He said, never do anything with the government after an election at the beginning of the year. So after an election, January, because people are losing their jobs. The government's super slow right now because people just don't care. And he knows about it because that's what he does. So,
He's a U.S. Marshal.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has lost his job in January after an election. So
can I tell you that about it? I looked it up and you can also go to Office Depot.
I don't know if that's any better.
I don't know why your dad can't just pull some strings.
Right.
That's what I said. You know,
he's a government agent. Yeah. I mean.
Right. And he has TSA for life and doesn't even have TSA. So I'm like, or pre-check or whatever.
Oh.
So I'm like, what can you do for me? You know?
How can you?
And it's always been nothing.
Please, Papa. Papa, please help.
He said, when you were a teenager, what did he say? If you get another ticket, you're just doing it. He's not trying to help you with a ticket anymore.
He hasn't helped me since that last speeding ticket. Because when I was younger, I got quite a few. He said, after this point, I'm not helping you with anything else. And he hasn't.
Well.
Because, I mean, he right. I mean, I started making him look dumb.
Yeah. You imagine he's going, yeah. My daughter got another speeding ticket.
Sure.
I think after the drinking ticket, that was the point where he was like, I am done with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you know, haven't learned your lesson. So now if you get messed up on something, he doesn't help you, you'll learn then.
I guess so.
You'll learn today. Mm-hmm. And I said, Dad, I wasn't drink. You all know I don't drink beer. And the town I was in only had beer. It was considered like more of a dry town, whatever they call it. And to this day, I'm like, Dad, you know I don't drink beer. Now you know I wasn't lying. He said, yeah, but you were the idiot holding it. And I'm like, you're right. I was holding my friend's beer while she went to the bathroom. So,
and then you're saying like to your dad, idiot. You know, Dad, I'm a vodka person.
Yeah.
I don't drink beer.
I take tequila shots. Okay, man.
Ew. Wow.
All right. Well, we got more coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Lindsay was just telling us about her high cholesterol problem and she's got to cut down on the Slim Jims.
I've had it but
I don't think that they knew, Lindsay, that you were born with high cholesterol.
I don't think I knew that either.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You and Riggins didn't know that.
I was born that way. And I vividly remember in sixth grade, someone, a company came to our school and tested everyone's cholesterol. This was the weirdest thing. It was in the library.
Isn't that a blood test?
I mean, maybe they did that. I cannot remember the ins and outs of it. This is the craziest story, but they sent a letter home to my mom saying it was over 200. And if you know anything about cholesterol, you know that's high, especially for a sixth grader, that my cholesterol was over 200 and we needed to like look into it. And my mom got the letter like, I've known her cholesterol since she was born. Like, it's just genetic.
But now they test your, like, I have to get my cholesterol checked on my yearly appointments and stuff. And it's a fast for, you know, 8 to 12 hours, whatever it is, and a blood test.
It's a big deal.
That's why it's so crazy to me. But I remember doing it. I don't remember them taking blood. It was the weirdest thing.
Wow. But they were right though. You know,
they were spot on. And my mom obviously knew. She's like, I know my child, but they didn't realize it was,
my child got high cholesterol.
I already know.
I've known it since the day she was born.
I think
I'm not a good mama.
Yeah. My whole family for decades has been on cholesterol medicine or until it was a thing.
So you, to this day, you still have to take it?
To this day. I mean, I've been on my whole life.
Dang.
I mean, even when I was in the best shape, you know, eating right, best shape, still very high. It's just something that.
So are you on a statin? Because now they say that the statins cause dementia and all of that kind of stuff.
Well,
this is making
listen,
sense.
I do have a terrible memory. I'm on Prevastatin.
Yes, a statin.
I was on a different one at one time and it made my bones hurt so bad, like my muscles just, and it was one of the side effects from the
my bones is hurting, baby.
Listen, I know I'm like 80 years old. I eat old people food and I have high cholesterol
and your bones hurt.
My bones hurt.
My bones, still hurt though.
Thousand years old.
Yeah. And do you discuss that when you're waiting for your podiatry appointment in the lobby?
Guys, I'm just turning into an ogre in front of your face.
Oh, God.
My foot hurts. Ailments.
Was your good
foot? I told my mom.
Okay, go ahead.
I hear somebody. Okay, shut the door. Thank you. He said, Mom, I'm back. Oh, no, we know you've been here. What was I saying? Oh, I told my mom the other day, every day I wake up, I have a new like ailment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just making it up. Like the older I get, seem to be when I turn 40.
Yeah, you got what? That knee problem, the foot problems, your TMJ.
Yep.
Cholesterol. Yep. What else you got?
You're dumb as hell.
Yeah, well, she's had that since she's born.
I had to.
Hey, that's a genetic trait, Reagan. Thank you.
No, that is crazy, though.
It is crazy. It is crazy. It's like you just wake up one day and it all goes to
But, you know, you got to stop and think about it, though, Lindsay, is with the cholesterol situation. But is a life without Slim Jims really a life? I don't think so.
Thank you. And that's what my doctor, we joke about it and we're friends, but like, she's probably laughing like, because I'm like, I love Slim Jim. She's like, but it's, you know, it's true.
How many 40-year-old women are arguing with their doctor? Because you just don't understand, doc. I can't give up Slim Jims.
Yeah. How many sodas are you drinking every day?
I can't. But
even if women are eating, you know, things that aren't good for them and all that, they're not choosing Slim Jim.
No. No.
That's their go-to thing.
No. Okay. I love that you're laughing because actually you're the reason I love Slim Jims. Let's not forget.
It's a bad influence.
Let's not forget. He was like, try this. We were on a road trip when I was on the radio 10 years ago. Try this. You're going to love it. And I was like scared of it. I was like, I am not eating that. I tasted a bite, been hooked ever since.
Really? Yeah. it's my fault that, not that she's got high cholesterol because, you know, she was born with that. Ask Carol. Carol will tell you.
She was born with that cholesterol.
But I'm making it worse because I got her hooked on Slim Jims.
Yep. If I die of a heart attack, blame TJ. Mm-hmm.
So I have to have some kind of a chap lip balm within reach all the time. How close in proximity are you always to a Slim Jim?
I thought you were going to ask to a lip gloss. Okay.
No, I mean, I know that. You collect lip glosses, but.
Well, that took about 2 seconds.
But yeah, but you have the small ones you'll keep in your purse for emergency situations and stuff, don't you? The little ones?
Emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one in my bag right now, a small one.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more defeating than eating a Slim Jim and then going to eat your second one, but your fat fingers are too greasy to rip it open.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, and then you start trying to bite off the tip and it's not working. That is a low point.
You know what's really frustrating when you don't have scissors nearby or like a nail clipper. I've used those before and it never comes out. You can never get it open and you're hungry.
Yeah, she asked me to open one time and I couldn't get it open because the grease was coming out of it. Like I was slipping all over the place.
Well, I know it's a situation, you know, when you eat so many Slim Jims that you are trying to find the cheaper alternatives.
Yeah.
Which you go, they had this is Aldi brand. They're a lot,
lot
cheaper, but they're good. You know, that's like my brother used to drink so much beer that he had to start drinking Old Milwaukee's Best Light because that was the cheapest and he could get a case for like $4. Something like that.
Yeah.
So
Habit.
Mm-hmm.
A bad one.
That's the same thing.
Kyle's like, what's going on with our Slim Jim budget in this house? It is through the roof.
Her Slim Jim budget is more than her HOV lane budget.
Yeah.
Forget TSA pre-check. We just need to get you off these Slim Jims.
The worst part is nobody in my house eats them other than me. So I'll just buy boxes. And Kyle's like, what?
So he doesn't like them?
He likes them. He just doesn't eat them.
Okay.
I mean.
Because, you're not really a man if you don't like a Slim Jim.
Yeah, likes
them. You know, but if you don't eat it, that's one thing, you know, for health reasons and things like that. But you still got to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far away
I don't even know if he does it for health, because he eats a lot of others unhealthy things. I just think he just doesn't crave them. Yeah. I crave them.
I crave them.
Oh, we know.
Crave a Slim Jim. You don't understand, Doc.
Okay. I crave them.
That day I was opening it, she was scratching her neck.
Hurry up, please. My cholesterol's high, but I crave them.
Somebody needs to hypnotize me or something.
Let me get a taste.
Yeah. Just a little something.
Man, I wish we could get her an endorsement with Slim Jim.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, influencer Slim Jim thing.
For sure.
Let me write him a letter.
Yeah. Hello, Slam Jam. I love your products.
I'm going to sign it with like a grease mark.
Yeah. A little thumbprint.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love them too.
Those are so good. Yeah. I mean,
but so good. You know, I don't know that she loves them as much as she just got to have them at this point.
Yeah.
I can't live without.
Because, you know, right before I quit smoking, I had gotten to where I didn't like it. You know, because I was just felt dirty all the time and everything, but I still did it, craved it. So that's what she's talking about. I got these greasy hands and high cholesterol. Yeah, I just got to have it.
Oh, girl, I love your new lip gloss. That ain't lip gloss.
That's great.
What lip gloss?
Slim Jim grease. Yeah.
What shade is that, Slim Jim?
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.